Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me put my that is awesome.
Pandera hat on, boys.
Tell me about it. Look, he's got that thing.
That's tripping me out, bro.
Magnets are wild.
That pen is up.
How do they work?
That pen is strange.
How do they work?
I need a PDA.
Look at that
special
pen.
Yeah, well,
it's all about feels.
Huh?
Feels?
That's how they work. It's all about feels.
Who's Phil?
Phil Robertson?
Magnets.
We're defying gravity now.
Oh, F-E-I-L-D-S. Yeah, fields.
Right.
He says field. The magnetic field.
That's the magnetic
not
field.
Not to be confused with shield.
That's right. Not
got it.
Be confused
almost
with shields, boy.
That away.
Chilling.
Yeah.
That file bug got me the other day playing with this other one.
Yeah, we got too many toys on these things.
Are we going yet?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Are we going?
Welcome back.
There you go.
Martin, do your welcome back thing.
This is the podcast of threes.
Threes?
Threes.
But there's four of us.
I know, but we're going with three.
Why's that?
The first one is, how did everything you see get here?
Uh-oh.
Okay. My man
had a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
He's been studying this morning.
My man had a good night's sleep.
And the second
working,
one is,
baby.
Okay,
he's
what is the purpose
oxygen
of everything, including us?
So how do
the
we get
other
here,
one,
what's
after
the
all is said and done, and the final countdown have been counted down.
The final countdown.
Yeah. That's it. What's your destination?
What's your destination?
Well, Pastor, why don't you go ahead and preach?
Well, hey, I was just saying.
I like it.
Hey, put that in your hum box and compensate it on it. What's the word? That's the wrong word.
Compensate it?
Say that 10 times real fast.
No, I can't say it. I can't say it right once. What is the word I'm looking at?
Contemplate.
Contemplate.
Okay. He's contemplate. In other words, think seriously about it.
Contemplate. Y'all use them.
Well, have you been contemplating this morning?
Yes, I have.
What you been
contemplating? Hey, look, the only thing it did was, okay, as I'm sitting here, I'd signed a bunch of stuff, mm-hmm, and I look down, and I'm bleeding.
My man sprung a leak.
Working
to the pressure.
This old hide of mine, it actually tore about a quarter inch underneath.
This old hide
underneath
of mine,
this bandage
I'm gonna let it
that
shine.
Dr. Justin Martin put on my
oh, wait, hand. Martin, you bandaged him up this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sewed him up.
He's in practice for the years to come.
Yeah.
Because he's fixed to have two that's just going to have all kind of bones.
Oh, yeah.
All kind of bobo.
So what happened to you?
I just started bleeding.
Oh, we looked down. He was bleeding.
I was bleeding.
Yeah. He said, well,
I think it was this was probably had caught and tore.
The rubber
yeah
band?
My warning wristband.
Yeah. Warning
about,
Will Robertson.
He has been fooled with on the right side of his lungs. Because I can't pronounce
the good
what
thing.
Is it?
Pneumothorax.
Pneumatic thorax. Risk.
Sure.
Close enough. P-pneumatic.
Yeah.
That's there good. You go.
That's something about, hey, tires.
Tires?
What?
That's shocks.
Shocks, too. Hey, shocks, too.
Why is the P silent?
Right.
Why is it there?
Asked Ace.
Good night.
Phil Robertson.
Good night.
Because he was an English major.
P-pneumonia.
What were you, major?
Hey, I was a dropout. That's what I was.
Hey. Unreal.
Oh, yep. No, it was real.
He's going to have to kick.
I saw that a long time ago.
He's got a little while, though, before he starts band-aiding up him youngins.
Well, look, before we go too far.
I was about to say, we didn't know if you were going to be here today, and you are.
Here I am. Yeah. No, we've been instructed to try and get to Monday.
Monday. Okay.
The final words were, I'll see you Monday if I don't see you before then.
Okay. In other words,
well,
don't, Don't rush this process.
That's right. Look, if you hear over in the corner moaning and groaning.
I've been hearing that for 2 weeks.
And saying couldn't, wouldn't,
shouldn't,
can't.
Shouldn't.
Just don't worry about it. It's just contractions.
I get it. Couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't.
Oh. I was like, I think those are like the main thing you look out for.
Now, that one's a little more educated joke by Goblin.
That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah. That one, you, yeah, okay. I like it.
So you're going to have October babies.
Yep. Golly, Monday.
I don't know, Hammer. We still got 2 days left in September.
I was just going to say, they may not make October.
Are you going to be sitting on a bow stand October 1st?
No. If I do, I'm going to end up at Mulhern's on October 2nd. So.
That would be the local funeral home.
Well, they can call you.
Huh?
She can call you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know better. Like, deer season go to January 31st. I ain't got to be there for day. I've already been deer hunting.
I was sitting on a deer stand when Johanna was born.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she is adopted.
Did you kill anything?
There it is. I forgot that part of it. Okay, that makes sense.
I had a little more leeway.
Yeah.
A
little more, there you
more
go.
Leeway, boys.
You know, there you go. Like, you ain't going to pull that one over on me. You ain't going to shame me for not being there October 1st. I don't care. It goes to January 31st. We got plenty of time to kill deer. Like, I'm not worried about that. And I still got a little stag meat from last year, so
there you go.
I ain't in a bind right now.
We've been getting our deer hunting spot ready, me and Miss Paula.
She up first? Or you?
She's up first.
She's up first, boys. The pressure's on.
She's always up first.
Did y'all draw straws, or you just...
No, I just want to watch her.
There you go. That's good. I like that.
Servant, man. He's a servant.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. She's all riled up over this. I mean, she didn't even start deer hunting until she's 50. She shoots one, and she's like, I get it now.
There it is.
She said, I just provided us with some meat.
That's it.
That we can eat.
I put food on the table.
She said.
She just had to get that nest empty.
Yeah. Hey. And then we went to the camp, and she said, well, we need to clean up. No, get in that recliner out there. We finna take a nap.
Nap time now.
You know her, she can't be still. And she finally got around to it and sat in that recliner. And we took a nap. She woke up and she said, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
She gets it.
Hey. Blood pressure medicine.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't so good.
If she ever ended up in Wyoming, she would never come back.
Oh, man. Oh, she done had me in debt buying property and everything. Yeah.
But, so that's the deal. Look, we'll take our first break. We'll get back right after this. Well, Goblin, I can't help but notice you're like the incredible shrinking man here beside me. You're doing good, son.
Boy, everything that's good, I can't eat. But let me tell you what, Miss Johanna, She made a shepherd's pie the other day.
Yeah.
With cauliflower as the taters.
Yeah.
And it was, she had them sauced up. It was good. I was surprised. Cauliflower.
And it's actually good for you.
Yeah.
They finally figured out what to do with all that leftover cauliflower.
Yeah.
Just turn it into other stuff.
Pizza crust.
Oh, she had it. It was. I'd had it before somewhere, and it was kind of runny. And I'm like, but she had it. It was.
Don't make it runny.
She got it down pat.
Yeah, don't make it runny.
No, it wasn't runny.
But a real question is it good, or you just ain't had
it's
nothing?
Good.
You ain't had nothing good in so long it seems good.
Well, that might be it.
Maybe it. Hey, right.
Is it somewhat of a placebo effect?
You know what? I want a stinking hamburger.
Well, go get you one. Just throw the bun away.
Yeah.
I got bad news for you, Godwin. Yesterday, I found out we're getting one of them Freddy's frozen custards and steak burgers in West Monroe.
Uh-oh. Are we really?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that at?
Chicken Express, old building.
Really? That one got a chance to make it, too.
That's a good place.
Yeah.
I won't be going.
Well, you might. You get it whooped.
Yeah, you get it whooped. Then we can go celebrate with the milk.
Oh, that little thing you stick on your arm.
Uh-huh.
And you put your phone. Them things, I keep ripping them things off, limbing up deer stand, you know, putting limbing up deer stand. I was out there, and boy, I tore it off my arm, put a new one on, go out there and working, and about 2 days later, I ripped that and all. I can't keep them on there.
He's a very active young man.
You are spry.
I'm going to have to put it on the back, I guess.
That's it. The flying flea.
Put it on you. Can you put it, like, right there? It'd be pretty safe right there.
I don't know.
It hurt like the dickens, but.
I thought those didn't hurt.
I don't know. It seems like it would. It didn't hurt ripping out.
You look at it, and you go, good grief. When you pull it off to put a new one on,
yeah,
that thing got a needle, looks like 2 miles long, isn't it?
Mm.
It ain't really, but you know, but I just don't like needles.
So how are you doing? You still on the medicine and all that stuff, or you
this clear? This is what I'm doing. I'm taking ginger.
Ginger.
Like
I'm
the tea?
I'm taking 2 pills every morning.
Of ginger?
Of ginger. I got off that medicine. It's making my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
But.
The ginger helping?
Yeah, so far. I mean, we're going to try it and see. If it don't work, we'll get back on the medicine.
Well, ginger ought not make your stomach hurt. Ain't that what they give you for nausea?
I don't know.
So that ought to help.
They don't.
Yeah, that ought to help both ways. Brittany ate enough of that stuff in the first 6 weeks. Yeah.
Just straight ginger?
I think I'm pretty sure.
Ginger, yeah. Ginger candy. Like
just ginger ale?
Ginger ale.
I thought people only drank that on airplanes.
Not ginger. What am I saying?
I don't know. But that's what you said.
That pink stuff. Ginger. Is that what it is?
Pink stuff?
What is that they get when you go eat sushi?
What's Pepto-Bismol? That?
No.
Pink
it's
stuff.
On the side of your plate.
Paprika?
No.
That is ginger.
It's
is
ginger.
It? And wasabi.
I thought the white was pickled
Excuse
ginger.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to say ginger, but I'd like to have some. Cinnamon.
That's what cinnamon. Yeah. Cinnamon.
You're taking cinnamon?
Oh,
and cinnamon.
You eat cinnamon with your sushi?
No.
Well, that's good.
I'm confused.
Cinnamon, all right, no, let's start over. Let's start good. Over. Start over. Start over. Ask me if I'm taking my medicine.
Are you taking your medicine?
No.
Why? Why ain't you taking it? Wait, why ain't you taking your medicine?
Because I'm taking cinnamon. I'm taking 2 pills of cinnamon.
Cinnamon pills?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
So what does cinnamon actually do?
It lowers your glucose level. Oh. Glucose. Did I say that right?
Is that why glucose? They put it on like French toast and stuff?
I think they cinnamon.
Counteract
good.
The sugar?
Yeah, but you can't have the bread.
Cinnamon toast
crunch. But you can't have the sugar.
Can't have
that
cinnamon
is,
toast, but
ooh,
I could eat a bunch
bad.
Of it.
Cinnamon toast crunch is the greatest cereal
bad,
ever made.
Oh,
yeah, pour it in a big cup and pour milk on top of it.
Ooh. Yeah, here it is. Cinnamon may help lower blood sugar and fight diabetes by imitating the effects of insulin and increasing glucose transport into cells.
Well, there you go.
That makes sense now.
So you're on the cinnamon.
I'm on the cinnamon.
So you
if
like
it don't work, like I said, I'll have to go back on the medicine, but we're going to try it.
And
I feel a lot better.
And it don't hurt your stomach.
They got cinnamon pills.
So the medicine is hurting your stomach.
So Goblin's like pumpkin spice right now.
It is October.
It is.
Ish.
All you need is some Uggs and some leggings, son. You'd be really celebrating this.
Got an Ole Miss game this week.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to have a cool helmet.
Who's that?
Ole Miss.
Oh, the Rebels? Yeah. Yeah, they're wearing the camouflage.
Yeah,
real fishing crazy. Camouflage, yeah. They better do something because Kentucky's coming, and Kentucky's good.
Uh-oh.
And
Kentucky.
And we ain't talking about basketball.
We actually called them out earlier. We got an email from a Kentucky fan, which I didn't know there was a Kentucky football fan, but apparently there's a couple.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we're a football school now.
They'll come out the woodworks now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to watch the game. When is it, Saturday?
Saturday at 11.
At 11.
You're going to watch football?
Miss Paula better stick that thing pretty early.
You ain't hunting till 11. Come on.
No.
I get daylight 6:30.
Yeah. It'll be, let's see, but they ain't been moving. I've been looking on that camera. That camera, and they ain't been moving till 8:30.
8:30.
That's a good thing.
That's a marathon sit there.
Yeah.
But at least the skeeters will be gone by then.
Well, did it feel good this morning.
Yeah, it's been nice. We finally got a little weather down in here in the south. That's nice.
I put a hoodie on today just to feel like I'm at home again.
Yeah, so you could.
Oh, I was so excited.
I bet you them fish are biting. I'm kind of scared to go fishing.
Why?
Because I got home from church the other day and took me a little nap. That was blessed rest. You get the best rest on Sunday because it's blessed, you know.
It is.
There is nothing like a Sunday afternoon. Right.
And I got up, and I went out there and backed up to my boat, cranked it down on the ball, hooked my chains up, plugged in my deal, and then something happened. I done something. I don't know. Then I went and unplugged my battery. I got in there and took off. I got about 6 miles down the road, went over a bridge. My boat come off the trailer.
Ooh.
Not off the trailer, off the ball.
Oh.
Trailer come off the ball.
Wait, your trailer came off your truck?
Yeah.
Well, that's just as bad as a boat coming off a trailer almost.
Yeah.
Did it tear up anything?
I used to think, oh, yeah. That stinking sea ark's a tank. It gets into a vehicle. It says, no, going through you.
It hit your truck?
Yeah. Tore my blinker out on my passenger side, the tail light, and it hit right there under between the bumper and the light. It put a crease in there.
How fast were you going?
About 30.
That's scary.
I was coming to a stop sign.
And it just
come loose.
Boy, let me tell you.
Didn't put it all the way down.
I used to think, you know, I'd hear about it, I'd say, them idiots. Well, let me tell you what them idiots do.
I'm interested.
Them idiots do what I just told you. They back up to their trailer, they jack the hitch down on the ball, they put their jack up, they put their chains on, they plug the thing on, then they go do something else. And they don't latch it. They walk off and don't latch it.
Pop it.
It popped up off the ball.
Yeah.
He didn't latch. He didn't have it latched.
Latch it.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
That's what them idiots
I ain't going to say I'll never do it.
That's the first time I ever done it.
But that's the first thing I do is put that and pop that pin in it before I even mess with a chain or anything else.
Okay, it ain't going nowhere.
Every time I drive a trailer, I'm like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, something bad is about to happen. I had to go get my golf cart with the, you know, which is my boat because it's got rod holders on the side because it's the most redneck.
Well, there's so much junk to remember to do.
And I was the whole time, I was like, this golf cart's going to fly off at any moment.
Nah, it ain't.
It didn't.
It's hard to do, but.
So now I got to get I need to put me a note on the steering wheel. Latch.
Don't forget me. Put you a sticker on there. Make sure this is latched.
Man,
nobody else was involved?
No.
Where was you? Use it the four-way right there at the church and all that?
No, I was going to Darbon. I cut through that Guyton Road, Guyton Church, something. Yeah.
Guyton Swamp Road?
No, that's over there by Shinny.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's. Anyway, it's over a bridge right there where you come out at Wilderness Acres.
Oh, you went that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
I went over that bridge.
Well, I'm stunned it made it that far.
Yeah,
I am before too. It did it.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you kept going?
I said, no, I'm going fishing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I tried to do that the morning I hit the deer with my boat.
Oh, yeah.
Except my truck said, no, you ain't.
No. No, you ain't going nowhere.
I look at Brittany. I said, she said, what we do? I said, we going to go to the lake. I mean, I ain't worried about it. And then all my gauges went, yow. I said, oh, no, we're going to pull over right here. Never mind. We're okay.
We passed me and Stone passed him on the side of the road. I said,
didn't even help. Just kept on going.
I said, that looked like Martin.
Mm-hmm. There I was, broke down, fluids coming out of my truck.
We come back.
I know. No, you called. I said, no, go fishing, son. I said, don't worry about me.
Ain't nothing we can do here but wait.
Ain't nothing you can do. Go catch me some. Bring me some back. But, yeah, no, that's
good grief.
Yeah, that's a bad deal. But, hey, you're fine. Your truck's drivable. Your boat's fine.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
Tail light. You got to buy I had to buy the whole assembly anyway, but $132.
Well, it's only fitting that your truck's about 2 inches narrower than it used to be. That's the way all of ours end up.
Got a crease right there, but
it'd be all right. It was going to happen eventually. It don't
old make... age is creeping in. Start forgetting things.
At some point, you just let the truck go and just have dings and everything all in it.
That's where I'm at in that 2012. You don't even care anymore. You dare somebody pull up.
My dad got a new truck. He don't like driving it. He kept the old one because, you know, he accidentally set a fire on it. And there's more. And them trees ain't got a lot of give when you back into them.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know.
Sense of freedom you get from driving a paid-off vehicle is unlike any other.
Just tear it up.
Who cares? It don't matter anymore. Whatever. All right, well, let's take another break. Godwin, I'm sorry to hear that. We'll be back right after.
I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you caught fish. Where to?
I don't know. So I started off with a bunch to say, and now he ain't got nothing to say.
He ain't got nothing to say.
I'm giving him time to think about it.
What's under his shirt?
No, I got a question. Where'd you get that shirt?
I have no idea.
That's a pretty cool-looking shirt. I like it.
But I seen it, and I said, well, I'll just wear it.
Is it just a white T-shirt with a sticker on it?
Nope. With the gospel symbols on it.
It's like a giant iron-on patch.
Yeah, iron-on patch. Oh.
I thought he had something under his shirt.
Did somebody make that for you?
I think Lester did. The guy that does my T-shirts. I think he did, but I'm not sure.
I thought, because looking over here, like he had a bulletproof vest on. I thought he was worried for his life. I didn't know what was
Lester
happening.
Get me a black one. Already,
look, and I got blood on it.
Uh-oh.
That's terrible.
That's all of it.
That's terrible.
You just bleed.
Throw it away.
I'd be all right. Christine needed something.
Hey, cut it off. Just cut it off.
No.
Midriff shirt.
No.
A belly shirt?
We'll bring him back in style.
Crop top.
You could do it, sir.
No, I can't.
If you wore something like that, everybody would wear something like that.
No.
I don't know that I would.
That'd be a shame to wear it.
No, I'd wear it.
No.
I ain't gonna change my belly. Well,
then you'd have that big old belly out there.
Worked hard for it, didn't you?
Oh, what?
Well, his belly way smaller. Mine keeps creeping back into the picture.
I ain't
wearing it.
Well, you got to quit eating all that good stuff.
I know.
All the good stuff.
It's been getting me lately. I've fallen off the wagon. I got to get back on it.
Yep. I can't afford to fall off. I do. Sugar go up and I'll do. I don't know what happens.
Just take more cinnamon.
I don't want to find out.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was dropping out. Dropping my alarm, that thing I'd wear, alarm would go off.
That's probably what happened to your boat trailer. What? It probably went off and you went to check it and you forgot. That's probably what got you.
No.
I was trying to give you benefit of the doubt here.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
I agree.
It ain't his fault.
Oh, my favorite part of that whole story. Let me tell you what them idiots do.
I know exactly what they do. I'm one of them.
My goodness
gracious. Well, when did these threes questions that you brought up earlier, when did that pop
in? Well, I've been thinking about it.
He's been thinking about it. What's the...
They didn't just pop in like a dream through outer space again?
Well, no, this was... everything that's going on in this world that is just totally out of control.
Well, what do you think about us launching a satellite into an asteroid? How you feel about that?
Well,
That's
one of them.
I mean, it was an object in space. I don't know.
That's a preemptive strike.
I haven't heard.
Okay. Preemptive.
Yeah. What are we doing?
We're practicing for the real thing if it ever really happens. A big asteroid headed towards this planet.
Like Armageddon? Like the movie?
I'm just saying.
I don't think Bruce Willis was involved.
Yeah, we'll just call Bruce Willis.
Yeah. He can drill, man. If you need a hole dug, that's the guy.
Yeah. How would you like to go jump on the asteroid?
Oh, I'd like
it. I'm not interested.
And then start drilling holes in it and then playing with dynamite.
I don't really like leaving Louisiana, so I'm not really interested in going to space.
Space would be awesome. Just think you'd be floating around.
The world's first planetary defense. So we're literally dropping bombs on asteroids, see if we can move them? In case Armageddon does happen?
Hey, try to change the trajectory of it.
And make They didn't blow it up. They were trying to make it
bypass us.
Yeah, they was like trying to pull a block.
Did they knock it off?
A pick play, if you will.
Did they knock it off its course?
like a pick and roll. Yeah.
We intentionally collided 6.8 million miles away from Earth.
That's too far to walk. With,
yeah, that's too far to drive. I don't know. I'm trying to read.
There you go.
That was our first try.
While he's reading. What's
but why are they trying it? That's the question.
Well, apparently, just in case. It's a JIC move.
Because there's a danger of it actually happening.
You think? Yeah, I don't think it's a just in case.
No. Oh, he thinks it's practice.
Oh, no. That's what it is.
Yeah. I think they know something.
This is actually, you know, hey, it's a possibility.
We're going to start something here.
I think they know something's coming.
So then the Italians sent a camera to follow it.
6.8 million miles away?
I guess.
No.
I'm reporting. It is CNN that I'm reading, so who knows? Ba-doom.
What is it? Drone?
I don't know. I think all we did was hit it. I don't think we moved it. We made it. We like just made it mad. Well,
how do they know they hit it if it's, what, 6.8 million miles
well,
away?
Well, they sent, who knows?
Johnny D in space don't get
along.
I'm just saying, I doubt it. I'm just saying, you can't trust everything you read on CNN. That's all I'm going to say.
So that's like the deal about, 4 billion years old.
Astral.
I know we've got a deal that we can look at the layers of our planet and all that and get an estimate of how old it is.
How do they do that? Age something that old? And how do they calibrate the machine that does it?
What we learned.
Carbon dating.
Yeah, carbon dating.
What's
all
the
it is the layers of the earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the difference in a cat and a comma?
What's the difference between a cat and a comma?
Yeah.
Garfield, lasagna. I got nothing.
A cat has paws. I mean claws. A cat has claws at the end of his paws.
And a comma has paws.
At the end of a clause.
I got it.
The delivery was a little rocky, but you got there.
Yeah. Right. So I had to hit.
A cat has claws
at the end of his paws, and a comma has paws at the end of a clause.
That's right.
There it is.
Educated.
He's,
again.
What English class you been going to on the weekends?
I don't know. A bear walks in a bar and he says, give me a whiskey and cola. And the bartender says, why the big paws? He said, oh, no, I was born with them.
Gavin, I'm going to have to get you start writing some of these down now that I'm going to be a dad. I need dad jokes.
I don't know. I was born that way.
I was just born with them.
Why the paws?
Why the big?
I don't know. I read about the asteroid. It seems like all we learned was that we can hit an asteroid. I don't know if that's going to do us any good.
Scopes on.
Just going to make the asteroid more angry.
Yeah.
Hey. But, hey, that's your taxpayer dollars at work, so.
Yeah, wasn't it like $350 million?
I wonder how many times they had to turn the dial that in.
We'd get Drew Brees back for that price.
He hit it. He pretty active. I mean, he's going to have to get close. He ain't got no arm strength no more, but he hit it.
He's going to hit the right spot.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the other thing I saw in the news was somebody got a emotional support alligator.
A what?
For real?
That just seemed like a bad idea.
They had that on television. A young lady had one with a walking leash.
On an alligator?
An alligator, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She was about 6, maybe.
How big?
Six-year-old girl?
Yeah, 6-year-old girl and the alligator was about 6 foot.
Hold on. Somebody emailed me about
it. And then it showed them. Everybody had it on his shoulder and was hugging it like a baby. And I said, yeah, you're going to turn around there one day and he's going to bite your ear off.
No, he's going to bite your head off.
Well, hey, that's it. You know?
Yeah, Dustin from Ashgrove, Missouri sent us a video about Wally, the emotional support.
There he is.
Look at this, Martin.
That's the same one.
Look at this.
That's Dude's the same pet, one.
He's kissing an alligator. All right.
Oh, that's tight.
No, that's dangerous.
No, that's cool, man.
That alligator's walking around their house like a dog.
That's fine. That alligator don't know he's an alligator.
That's it.
Now, one day when he figures it out, it's going to be a bad deal.
Yeah, they're going
to. Yeah, this is going to have a bad ending. Trust me.
Okay. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, this is going to have a bad ending.
Where is the guy from?
I don't know. It's Wally the Emotional Support Alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emotional support, all right. Yep, it's like that lady in the snake.
Huh?
The lady that found the snake out in the cold and took him inside and followed him out, and he bit her.
Oh.
You know, and he said, hey, you knew it. You knew what I was when you picked me up and brought me in here.
There you go.
And you're shocked that I bit you?
Yeah. That's kind of
I'm a snake. That's what I do. I bite people. I bite everybody.
Yep. Why are you going to get mad at me?
Yeah, why are you going to get mad? I'm just doing what I'm designed to do.
That's what them criminals say today when them cops get them. They say, well, I'm just trying to steal this. Why are you trying to? Yeah. Why are you mess? Don't mess with me.
This is in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And he, like, takes it to the park.
That ain't the one
I saw. He doesn't recommend it, though.
Yeah, hey, that ain't the one I saw. I saw the young lady had
he done got bit once.
And well, he said, if you don't know what you're doing, you will get bit. And you know what I do to alligators that bite?
Eat them.
Bite them back.
Run.
Well, shoot.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you lose. Yeah. You lose that.
We
that
need to keep up with that.
You lose that endeavor there, son.
Yeah.
That's going to end badly.
How'd the alligator end up in Pennsylvania? He ain't even from around there.
Well, maybe he's too cold to do anything.
Foreigners.
Foreigners. He's a foreigner.
He's 5.5 foot.
Oh, yeah, that's still the fun size. You can mess with them that size. Once they get up to about 8, they become a nuisance.
No, sir. I ain't messing with them this long.
Why not?
Oh, no. Their teeth are too sharp.
Man, they fun when they little.
They bite you.
Well, don't let him bite.
He gets infected. Oh, boy. When you mess with them, they're going to bite you.
He adopted it from Orlando.
Yep.
There you go.
Bought it out of a...
Evacuee.
Hey. Yep. Bought it out of one of them little farm shops.
Saved him.
He running from Ian.
He said, what's that alligator going to do when it snows in Pennsylvania?
He going to go get under that heat lamp.
Freeze. That's what he's going to do.
He going to get under that heat lamp they got for him. Unreal.
And he'll bake.
There you go. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after. Don't like a mid-morning snack?
I like a snack anytime. Oh, I have to eat snacks. That's a good part. I eat them turkey bites.
Did you eat all them Viennas?
Turkey backs, boys.
Yep.
What was your favorite flavor?
Why are we talking about?
I like that bourbon, smoked bourbon.
Barbecue.
And the barbecue, they were gone. I eat them first.
Yeah.
And the regular originals, they good. All of them's good. Jalapenos. Boy, I want one now.
There any more over there?
You took the whole box with you.
Oh, he took the bag. Boy.
I'm all tangled up.
Papa ain't got a new bag because he ate it.
I need some more Viennas, whoever sent that.
That's right. He's out of Viennas.
I'm going to get some myself. I don't send them all.
Oh, Lord.
Any Hoosiers.
Good night. How am I going to get off that stand if I get on it?
What do you mean?
They're moving all morning.
Shoot them and then Doug leave.
Take you some snacks.
I guess so.
Sit there a while.
And just sit there.
Well, I got to watch him Ole Miss in Kentucky.
Hey, you watch him right there.
I guess so.
You better watch him on ESPN. I've watched many of football games from a deer stand. Many of them.
All of them.
Lots of them. I just turn the volume all the way down, get it right there where I can see it, and if something happens,
is football season.
I pay attention.
I'm glad it's fall.
It is fall. It feels, yeah, it's my favorite time.
There
of
was
year.
Some leaves falling off trees yesterday.
Ooh.
Was it?
All I said, look, the leaves are falling. I said, yep. You're going to be able to see a long way in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're to the point now you go outside and build your fire. I mean, you still ain't going to stand real close to it.
I got a big old pile.
You got to wait till late.
Yeah.
I got a big old pile built up behind my shop. I got to burn.
There you go. It's that time. You get you some, well, no, never mind.
No.
I guess you get you some weenies. You just can't have no marshmallows.
Yep, the red
some of that
no s'mores.
Keto bun.
The red pop weenies.
Oh, yeah.
For roasting?
Oh, yeah.
They work good for roasting?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's an old pro.
Well, that's the only ones that's any good. Them red ones.
I like all hot dogs.
And you don't like Vienna sausage? It's a hot dog.
Yeah.
Just cut into bite-sized chunks.
Miniature hot dogs, all of this.
No, it is not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, miniature hot dog.
When you open the pack of hot
dogs. Why are we talking about food?
Hey, we always end up there.
Well, it's fall. All the good food in fall.
Man.
I could eat a dozen red pot hot dogs. Like,
I'm fixing to build me a stew.
It's a chili. It's chili season.
Soup.
Yeah. Ooh. Which have we talked about? Me and Brittany got in a spirited debate the other night about chili.
Interesting
debate. She wanted
it's got beans in it.
What is she craving?
Oh, forget the beans.
She's craving chili.
Forget the beans.
Now,
Johnny D just said it right there.
Hashtag. What? Deal with it.
What?
It's beans.
You put no. Now
don't put beans in chili.
Don't put beans in chili.
That's it.
I put beans in chili. Not a lot.
Yeah.
No.
You ain't from around here.
That's it.
I put,
You're an alien.
I learned to make chili from one Willie Robertson. Mm. So my chili got a whole bunch of stuff in it.
I never seen beans in chili Willie make.
He got beans in
it. No, you don't run good chili with beans.
He probably done it one time and said,
you want to put it on beans? Hey, have them on the side.
That's what I said. I said, if you want beans, let's make red beans and rice.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
It's a basically chili that you cut up smoked sausage and put into.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, red beans and rice is essentially that.
It's time to vote. I think we need to ask the people to vote.
Beans.
Can you put that on Instagram? All right, I just got the heads up.
You do not put
go
beans
to our Instagram when this episode airs. Do beans belong in chili?
No. I'm anti-beans in chili.
You know what I like in chili?
Sour cream?
No.
Ketchup.
Because that's what Brittany does.
Filet mignon.
Well, I mean, who does?
You put ketchup in yours? I put ketchup in mine.
Brittany puts sour cream in it.
Sour cream. On what?
I ain't tried
that. And chili?
No, I went over to Willie's house one time. He's like, hey, try this chili. And I was like, man, that's a big piece of ground beef. And I said, that's not. And I took a bite. I said, now that is something better than I expected.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, it's filet mignon.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
okay.
He makes Lucky Charms. He don't make chili.
It is.
You just don't know if you're getting ribeye, filet.
I don't have as much money as Willie, so I don't do filet, but I bought a T-bone once and just cut
it all up. You got a piece of a filet.
And then soaked. Well, it's way cheaper.
Yeah.
But and then just put that bone in there and let it marinate in the chili. Oh.
But it had beans in it?
Yeah, it had beans in it.
See, I'm anti-beans in chili. I just am.
That's
I like chili with a little bit of shredded cheese and some saltine crackers. That's all I want with it.
You know what I like chili with?
Oh, no, yeah.
A hot
little
dog.
Rice on the bottom.
Hold
you
on.
Can do. You can do rice.
But right, the but medium. I ain't
you can
no
do
more.
You can do cornbread. You can do whatever you want.
Then you chop up some good onions, fresh onions. Throw that in there.
Might have to do that cauliflower.
I put onions in mine.
Hey. Yeah, cauliflower rice
or the chili on top.
Yeah,
rotate.
But you're gonna have to watch how you thicken your chili because most time you thicken it with flour. Can you do like a different kind of flour, almond flour, or something?
That much.
If you're gonna thicken, you do that with corn chips.
Put a little ketchup in there.
No, I like Fritos.
Put some cheese on top.
You want to make a Frito? Look,
I got one way to eat chili, and it is with Lisa Robertson's
Mexican cornbread.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a meal in itself.
Oh no, that's
it'll feed you for 4 days. Yeah. I do mine a little different from hers because I misread the recipe the first time I did it. Because she puts it in 2 pans, so it's kind of thin. I just had the 1 pan. I wasn't paying attention to the rest. And mine, but it's
you
like,
make cake.
Too thick.
Oh, it's like, it's wonderful cake. You'd too like thick. It. I'll bring you a piece, bro. You
make cake.
Oh, it's so good.
Yours, you could like pour half of it and then put another layer of bacon and then pour the other half if you wanted to.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's a good party trick, too, because when you flip it over onto the cutting board, that basket weave of bacon's on the bottom, and people that ain't never seen that before start asking, like they admire you.
Yeah, they get fired up about that.
Yeah, because it's good.
Yeah.
I need to text my wife. I know what I'm doing on Saturday.
That's up.
I'm making chili with beans.
With beans.
Not a lot of them. Not a lot, and cornbread.
I just don't think they have a place in chili, in true chili. I just
don't.
I don't.
Now, what does Texas say?
I don't know.
I thought Texas had, you know how Texas is. They got their rules because we're Texas.
Yeah. I don't know.
Texas has probably got beans in it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think. Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see.
I don't know. I just think.
Personally, no beans.
Texas is against beans.
Yeah.
God bless Texas.
That's what I thought.
I'm a volunteer now.
That's what I thought.
You are.
With the great state of Tennessee.
And a volunteer's chili is a gullion. They'll put a little bit of everything in there. You look up there's a can of Rotel in there. You like,
I do that.
Huh?
I do that. You put the Rotel in there for some tomatoes.
Oh, good heavens. I thought he was talking about chili.
Yeah, they're making stew.
Yeah.
They're making a goulash.
Yep, a mulligan.
I hung out with Willie for a decade. What'd you expect me to learn?
Willie Robertson special.
Boys. Well, don't call it chili.
It is chili.
No, the only maters in chili.
No, not chili.
It's like tomato paste.
W sauce.
You can pour that. Yeah, he'd be fire.
Oh, pour him in there. This is new for me. Since the last time I made chili last fall.
It's no surprise, though, that three of us are one way and one's the other. It generally happens.
No, it's not surprising.
No, it really isn't.
Yeah, there's somebody always going to disagree.
Yeah.
Except for on Black Panthers, then it's always 2-on-2. High five.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about real things here.
Yeah. Hey, they're not real. Imaginary.
They are real.
Yeah.
They are real.
Yeah, we're not talking. So, Si's anti-bean.
I'm the only pro-bean guy.
You're only pro-bean.
I'm fine with that. I've been different.
If Brittany was here. She's pro-bean.
I'm pro-bean.
She's been different her whole life, too.
I'm pro-bean if it was rice and...
Well, it's not chili. You put beans in it, not chili.
Rice and beans.
What is it?
I don't know, but then you need to make like a Frito pie out of it or something. I don't know. It ain't.
I could go for a Frito pie.
So, there you go.
Hot dog.
Hot dogs, that's fine if you want to do that. But if I want a bowl of chili.
Oh, that's like they've ruined the hot dog.
What? Who ruined
it? I know. Hey, I'm telling you, because they run it through and they put everything on it.
Who?
Phil does it, for a matter of fact.
Oh, his gourmet dog's fire. Yeah, you better get off that.
I said it's good, but they run it through the garden.
That crumble bacon he came up with.
Bacon makes everything
better. You got a problem with that. Yeah. We can't be friends.
No, put it on corn. Bacon makes everything better.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I'm starving.
You won't put bacon in chili, I'm okay with that.
That's it, boy.
Just leave the beans out.
I'm going to Sonic.
That's what I'm fixing to have when I go home.
BLT.
Sonic.
I'm fixing to have me some chili.
Oh. Chili. You going to make you some?
You going to build some?
Yeah. Hey, I hope my can of Wolf.
I'm coming to your
house. He's on the Wolf brand.
Yeah.
And you're judging me for beans?
Open me a can and throw me a bunch of Fritos in there and have a Frito pie.
You're judging me for beans, Wolf chili? Hey.
Oh, no beans.
Well, duh.
Duh. No beans.
Hey. Well, sir.
I'm a Hormel
Fritos,
guy.
I am too.
I'm a Hormel chili guy.
Yeah.
But I eat that too.
Hormel hot. That's where I'm going.
I'm going to get something after that.
Hey, I'm fixing that. That's what I'm fixing to have when I go home.
Ah.
All the chili.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
We might not be.
Then we're going to get in that mailbox.
Well, what's in that mailbag, Johnny?
Lucas from Sandusky, Ohio.
I've been there.
Isn't that where Tommy Boy was?
Home of Callahan Auto Parts.
Yes.
Fantastic. I've been there too. They got like a big roller coaster thing up that way.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It was fun.
Them Ohio folks on that bag chili. Ain't that right?
I draw a line there, Cincinnati.
Yeah, we got some of that.
But me and Cincinnati have made up, so I don't want to ruffle any feathers. But yeah, the spaghetti bag chili is weird. All right, anyway, Lucas emails in and he got some questions.
All right, Lucas.
I think we can answer them. 2 months ago, Lucas had his first kiss.
Oh.
We all remember it, right?
How old Lucas?
Lucas is 17.
All right.
Lucas has said to me it felt early, but his parents are like, no, you're good. They're good with it. But he was wondering when we had our first kiss and if that was too early or not. Bum, bum, bum.
I don't even remember.
Oh, I remember mine like it was yesterday.
And that's what I was counting on, Lucas.
I'm telling you, I was in the first grade.
First grade.
Okay. And we're waiting on the bus, and I lost this fine little thing, get on the bus. Well, hey, it ain't my bus, but I get on it anyway.
No way.
Time out. How in the world, when you were in first grade, were there two buses?
Well, I'm just saying, hey, Vivian, Louisiana.
That's what I'm saying. Why is there two? Y'all all know
it's one south, baby.
Hey, I'm just saying.
What'd you do, get on the Greyhound and bypass the school?
Then, hey, the bus drivers of said buses had to separate us.
In first grade?
In first grade.
So if you're worried about it being too soon, my man.
Not too soon.
Prissy's going to love this. Her name was Prissy Pardew.
Prissy Pardew.
Hey.
Prissy, if you're listening.
That's right. Hold on.
Could have been you.
Hey, she'll be turning as red as a tomato right now.
Especially since you outed it that it was first grade.
What grade was she in?
He was,
in first grade.
Well, then how were y'all on two different buses?
Well, hey, look,
I was hoping he was going to say like sixth or something.
She may have just been visiting somebody on the bus. I don't know.
She go to private school and you was on public school?
Public school.
There might have been more than one bus.
In first grade in Vivian, Louisiana, there's two schools servicing that today at the same bus stop. Something's wrong logistically.
Well, no, they had to pick up all the students. Good grief, out in the country.
I understand.
They had to send, the buses weren't full, but they had to send them different directions. Otherwise, they'd have been there till.
So I was just out there trolling the bus stop.
I was like, what's up,
now
bro?
Now you'll end up on live PD. You keep that up. Yeah,
what's her name?
Chrissy Party.
He said, what's up, Chrissy? This your bus?
No. Hey, y'all.
From the sounds of it, they didn't talk.
So your first kiss happened on a bus.
Hey, here's the weird part. I can't believe I didn't date her in high school.
Well, she already knew what you had to offer.
Well, I'm just saying, hey.
I don't think it was your choice.
Well, it was. Oh, hey, once I set my mind, son, no, hey, come hell to high water, hey, it's going to happen, boys.
Lucas, thank you.
Hey.
Thank you for the question.
I really don't. I'm not even saying I don't remember because it's embarrassing. I honestly have no recollection of that.
I clearly got a type. That's all I'm going to say. She looked a lot like my current wife.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. I'm into.
When you find a good thing,
I'm into 5'5 brunettes. That's what I like.
Hey, when you find a good thing, you stick with it, boy.
There you go.
Well, Lucas, I did not know that that's what we were going to get, but thank you so much for emailing that in so we can find out about Vivian bus rides. All right. This one's a little tougher.
Uh-oh.
Mike in Missouri. Mike's dad passed away in 2020, and his mother moved in with my wife and I, which is, you know, it happens a lot in life. Mom moves in. He's not complaining at all. I guess just venting a little. I want to take care of my mom because I know it's the right thing to do. And I know my dad would be proud of me. However, it does get pretty stressful at times, and she doesn't take good care of herself sometimes, and it falls on us. Doesn't want to complain. Guess he just needs to vent and ask for any encouraging words. He believes they're doing the right things, and he loves his mom dearly. Anybody got anything? It's tough.
That's a good one. But
he is doing
okay,
the right thing.
She's the one that brought you into this world.
Yeah.
There it is.
You know, so you owe her at least that.
Yeah.
Okay, to take care of her. You know, and like me and my mother were very close, so that wouldn't have been any problem. And let's face it, okay, as we get older, okay, it's a hard thing to actually watch it happen, especially when their health starts going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it, like you said, it's the right thing to do. You know, and of course, okay, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, especially if her health is going.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because to watch someone you dearly love, okay, going down and there's nothing you can do to help it or stop it, you know, it's just a tough go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say 100% he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing.
Do the best you can, provide the care you can, and if it gets outside of scope of what you can provide, then you got to do something else. But, you know, it's they took care of you for, I'm assuming, a minimum of 18 years.
At least.
So
probably a little more.
Probably more, most likely.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I thought when Johanna graduated, she'd be out the payroll. Now,
don't happen.
Still there.
No, they don't ever get off the payroll.
I went back. I went back to get on that payroll.
I can't help it.
Oh, boy.
But Si's right. It is tough. I watched my mom take care of her mom in the later years of her life, and that was tough. And now my dad, my grandmother hadn't had to move anywhere yet, but, you know, she got pulled over by the cops going 60 the other day, so it could be coming soon. And we love my grandmother, but he goes out there and he mows her yard. And I remember growing up, like, one of my big things was I went and mowed. My dad was like, you go mow their yard. So it is important to remember as we get older, or as your parents and your grandparents get older, how much they took care of you,
mm-hmm.
as Si said, and you return the favor. It's just kind of the circle of life is a weird way to put it, but it's kind of what it is.
Yeah, repay it all. That's why I'm glad these two youngs, you wait till they can hold a weed eater, son. They about to get on that bag.
Hey. Yeah. Carter finally there. He can blow off the driveway, blow off the porch. Yeah. And he likes it. That's so I've got him tricked right now.
Yeah, you
got
to trick him into getting that weed eater's fun. They got me with that.
Yeah.
I now know it ain't no fun.
I ain't a weed eater.
Yeah.
I'm a
zero
turn fast lawnmower.
Nah. You a zero turn and Roundup kind of guy, ain't you?
Well, I actually don't do a lot of Roundup. My dad will round up the whole world.
I like edges. I like sharp edges. I don't like no grass touching my concrete. So I'll teach them boys how to do it.
Yeah.
That's right. You gotta get turn that thing upside down.
Son. And then one day they gonna be.
One day they gonna figure out that was a trick, and they gonna be sitting here. What they probably. I don't know, podcasts may not be a thing by them, but if they are, they'll be complaining about me teaching them how to weed eat.
And they'll be mowing your yard, mowing your mom's yard, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, praise God.
You're going to have a lot more time.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Martin had himself a work for
him. Oh, buddy. Guaranteed.
All right, well, I got you a verse.
Let's do it.
Mike, this one's for you, and this is what you are doing. And so you asked for an encouraging word. I'm going to give you an encouraging word from Exodus 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you.
Amen.
You're making not only your dad proud, you're helping out your mom, you're making the Lord proud by just honoring your mother. So keep on keeping on, man.
Absolutely. All right. We'll see y'all next time right here. We're out.